Unit 11. The Abstract. Dialogue. Dictation. Listen and fill in the blanks. Hey, Lisa. I have to write a report about the comparison of a vibration control system with seismic isolation. My professor instructed me to add an abstract to the report. What's an abstract?
An abstract is a paragraph which summarizes a research paper or lab report. Such papers are usually lengthy, and therefore a synopsis helps readers to understand the main points of the paper more easily and quickly. Numerous research papers are published every day all over the world, and scientists cannot read everything. Because the abstract is only a paragraph, scientists can skim many of them and then read the papers that are particularly interesting and relevant to their research.
I see. Thanks. My report is only a class assignment, but in the future I may try to publish my work in an academic journal, so I'd really like to learn more about this. Could you tell me a bit more? How do I write a good abstract?
Actually, the structure of an abstract may vary depending on the type of article or the rules of the journal. So you must confirm the specific requirements each time you write a paper. However, an abstract usually includes four things.
I'm curious. What are they?
First, you must include information about the background of the study. This provides information about your objective. It helps to explain why the research was carried out.
Okay, that makes sense.
Next, you should include information about the methods used. You should describe your methodology, including information regarding how the study was performed, both technically and statistically.
I could see why that would be important for other researchers to understand.
Next, you should write about the results of the study. You should summarize the most significant findings you obtained.
Okay.
Finally, you need to conclude by concisely noting implications which might be drawn from the results of your work, and you may also provide an expansive view of the study.
Whoa! So in fact, the structure is almost the same as a research paper or lab report.
Essentially, that's right. But this is a much more concise version. There should be as few words as possible, but at the same time, it should make a strong impression on the reader. Many scientists subscribe to internet resources through which they have access to a large number of abstracts and papers, so you want yours to stand out.
You already sound like a professional researcher.
Well, I learned it all from my advisor. She deserves the credit.
You mentioned that an abstract should take the form of a paragraph, right? So how many words are appropriate?
Approximately 250. Although, as I said, you should always check the specific rules for each journal. Regardless, it shouldn't be too long. If it's too long, it becomes difficult for people to skim, and it may be read by less people.
Where should an abstract be placed in the paper?
Near the beginning, right after the title. Although it appears so early in the paper, researchers usually complete it last. Perhaps they begin writing it early in the process, but after finishing the paper itself, they need to go back to the abstract and modify it. It takes a significant amount of time to do it this way, but it's usually necessary.
It seems that the abstract is the most important part of the research paper.
I agree with that. The abstract and title are both essential in helping to attract attention to the paper.
Do you have any tips regarding the title?
Sure. You should include important key words that help to make the main idea of the paper clear. Of course, the title and the abstract must correspond to each other. Also, don't use a sentence as the title with a period at the end. It shouldn't be too long or too short. Finally, try to avoid using too many abbreviations or acronyms.
How about capitalization? I plan to capitalize the first letter of the first word of the title. Regarding the other words, I'll also capitalize the first letter of each word, besides articles and prepositions.
Yeah, that's right. And now I think you've got what you need to start working. Good luck!